Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and Merry Christmas. Wait a minute. Merry Christmas? Didn't we just say that yesterday was the end of the Christmas season? Well, yes, we did say that. But for approximately 12% of Christians around the world, today is Christmas. Confused? Let me try to explain. Do you know how long a year is? You may have heard that it's 365 days long, and most years, that's how we count it. But if we're being precise, a year is actually just a little bit longer than that. It takes the Earth exactly 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds to go around the sun. That little bit of extra time doesn't sound like much, but it adds up. If we ignored it, our calendar would fall behind by one day every 4 years. And if you live to be 100 years old, the calendar would fall behind almost an entire month over the course of your life. So, every 4 years, we add an extra day to catch back up. We call those leap years, and we add the extra day to the month of February. This year is not a leap year, so there's only 28 days in February. But 2024 was, and when it happens again in 2028, there will be 29 days in February. Well, a long time ago in the year 46, a famous ruler named Julius Caesar officially adopted a new calendar that tried to keep everything on track. But then, in the 1500s, we figured out that we were still falling behind just a little, so the calendar needed one more small tweak. That's when we got the calendar we use today. But there was one group of Christians, known as Orthodox Christians, who decided to keep that older calendar for all of their church holidays. And so, due to the differences between those two calendars, today is December 25th. They're celebrating Christmas today. Pretty cool, right? Now, I told you all of that because I think it's super interesting, and I know we have lots of curious kids and adults who listen to this podcast. But here's the question I really want us to think about. Is it okay that some people celebrate Christmas differently than you do? For Orthodox Christians, it happens on a different day, but there are lots of other ways Christmas can look different. For example, some families open one gift on Christmas Eve, while others wait until Christmas morning. In my house, we always have a breakfast of blueberry muffins and orange juice, but there's no way everyone in the world has the same breakfast on Christmas. And when it comes to the special church service on Christmas Eve, some churches have small family-style gatherings and others fill large theaters. Some have choirs singing along with an organ or piano, and some have bands with guitars and drums. Now, some of those things might be what you like to do, and other things might be different from how you celebrate. But that doesn't necessarily make them right or wrong. The style of music or the timing of when you open presents isn't what Christmas is really all about, is it? Take a moment as a family and answer this question. If the details of how we celebrate Christmas aren't the most important things about Christmas, then what is the most important thing about Christmas? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Can I tell you what I think? To me, the most important thing about Christmas is that we remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus and recognize it as one of God's most important gifts of love for us. As long as whatever we're doing helps us do that, everything else can be the same or different from place to place, from family to family, and from year to year. Okay, as we get ready to head out into our Wednesday, let's say a quick prayer of gratitude to get our hearts all warmed up and focused on the right things. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this new day and for all of your blessings. We thank you that your love can be recognized and celebrated in all kinds of different ways, because you don't just look at the details, but you look at our hearts. Help us to look at hearts too, especially when others do things differently than we do. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great January 7th or December 25th or Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tonight.